Beginning of Korah Dav Mesechtes Moed Katan Dav Zayin. Beginning of Beis. Beginning of Tezin Masa. The beginning of the Gemara. Yeah, because Latar Latamik says you have to choose either Tar or Tuma, and that's where Rabbi Yisrael learns at the source that the current cannot be sound. Now Taisa says Beperek Bas or the Nazir, but in the last paragraph of Nazir Dav Samachem Beis, Darish Minei the Gemara expounds something else from this pasuk, where it says pasuk Hakatz Betahar Tchila, where the pasuk it's choosing two words. Latar Latamik opens up first with the word of purity. And it's teaching you gather suffix our love and kritin lebeheris when you have a doubt regarding that the white hairs come before the nega to teach you, oh, so that we're going to say that it's going to be tar. So how could you learn out Rabbi Yossi's drasha from the same pasuk? So it says, awesome judgment, that's still a tabardesha. There, the drasha is from that, just the fact that they would say the word tar at first. But here we're expanding from the actual pasuk itself, not which one's first. It says, tar, tell me that you have to choose, and then you can learn out both from the same pasuk. Begins with the words that the Gersa in Teres Kenim is says in the pasuk Shabbos Yomim, which what is that? That's Yimei Sfira B'chulu. That's the days of the counting of his purification, not the days of his confirmation. Which not like the text that we have in our Gemara that learns that from Shabbos Yom Yisperulai, which a pasuk Necheskel, which not applicable over here. Rather, Agav Shnechta B'pasuk. Just because it's written in the pasuk in Yecheskel, ba'achay terasa shavas yom yispolai, so therefore basa ba'achay terasa v'gaimer, after the words achay terasa, it says shavas yom. So therefore, erroneously, kesebuokan they wrote over here, but it's not really applicable over here. You know, it says masin to begin with the gemara yosim lahay loy lives yo. Yosim was not born to his yo. It'll be mechalute only, obviously, when he was a confirmed mitzayra, which just goes in detail to show this. How we know this? Pirshat Rabbi Kolonimus. So the Sibbah says, "Buzzing Yeshaya, boy, Chisha Mechamishana. In another 65 years, Yachas Ephraim Me'am, Ephraim will come down from the people." And he's referring to the Golus. Finally, Nevuas Amos, and what, from 65 years from when? From the prophecy of Amos. Apish Yeshaya Amr. Although this isn't say Yeshaya, and Yeshaya is not Bishah. So when did Yeshaya actually say this prophecy? Bishoshin is Nagib Uziyahu. When Uziyahu got his Negev Tzras. Like it's obvious in the Pesukim that there was this tumult. I did Shadashal Yainim Lasarfay, Vitakhtim Labola, because the upper ones were making noise, they wanted to burn them, and the lower ones wanted to swallow them up. So, Humayna Levuas Amis. He's counting, like we said, from the prophecy of Amos. Shinasnabish and the same of Ne'rash, that he prophesied 2 years before the Rash, before the tumult. And we saw Goli Gol Mal Moslek, it says the Pasuk in Amos that the Jewish people are going to be exiled from their land. That's when the decree was made. Now, Bekama Yeshad Golas Hoshea Ben Eila. Now, how many years was until the Golas of Hoshea Ben Eila? Shoyi Bishnah Sheish Lechizkiyo was in the 60 of Chizkiyo. Amelah Chizbain, the calculation is 65 years. How do you have this? Beishon Koyim Nigri, you have 2 years before the Nigri, like we said, that's really when Amos was prophesizing. Bechofe the Nigri, you have 25 years that he was in the Negev Tzras. Because there was a Yo in this Negev Chofe Shum Lefnei Moisei, it was a Yo who had Negev Tzras 25 years before he died. Then you have Yudvav the Yosim, you have the 16 years of his son Yosim, you have Shesh Yosid Achaz, you have 16 years of his son Achaz, Bishesh Lechizkiyo, then you have 6 years of afterward that Chizkiyo and Melch, Hayagolas, so that's Harei Samuel Cheshon, that's 65 years from the Nebuah of Amos until the Golas. Now, so you see that the 25 years of Uziyo, he was a Mitzayr. Now, but Yosim ben Chofei Sham Keshamalach. Yosim was 25 years old when he became king. And obviously, the pregnancy was when his father had a negative tzaras, because that's the 25 years. And obviously, if he's 25 years old, so you're mutter b'tash mashemita. Mikamach. I'm still stasis. So what does the other man dama do? Ain Rebbe is with the muksha. He's not. Let's call upkeshlucked. He's not refuted from this because the Yosim, you could say didn't again b'say bashana. The negative tzaras, yeah, it was 25 years, but he became a mitzvah at the end of the year. And the Buddha, although he was 25 years old, the pregnancy was on the conception was in the beginning of the year. Now, Perish Navi and Perish Rashi, and Rashi's commentary on Sefer and the Sefer and Navi, Chesh Ben Zeh, he brings this calculation. So it's obvious from the Brisa Seid Olam. Now, Me'achash is the Emes. Now that we know that it's true, Nipzach Shetoch Liashav, we have to resolve the following difficulty. But like Uziyahu v'Yovam Molchuk Achas, they both were ruling at the same time. So we have Malchi Yehuda, Malchi Yisrael. Now, but Yeravam Molch Memal Shana. Yeravam ruled for 41 years. Bemkein Keshemeis Ha Yememal Ful Malchus Uziyahu. So when he died, it was 41 years in the rule of Uziyahu. But Kastavay Membishnas Shleishim Mishmain Lazari Malchi Yehuda. And the pasuk says 38 years to Azari Malchi Yehuda Malch Zechari Pen Yeravam. So the Mekin Chasik Masham, so it's missing 3 years because his father Yeravim only died 41 years. So why does it say there was 38 years? That's you can say the Malkim Masham Chayav that actually he ruled 3 years when his father was still alive. So that would compensate for the 41 years. Can I give him? It's a tradition, so too, that's what they edit in some of the commentaries. The story of the of Gimushan, the Zachariah ruled in the life of his father 3 years, so although he, although it was 41 years, but again, he had the 3 years when his father was still alive. Kitumik says, Masla, the Gemara, my Legoli, Legoli. What it didn't reveal, it didn't reveal. Which, Tosfos Yashmakshim, some ask, but why? Lama ain't Rabbi Derish Kavachomer? Why doesn't he expand the Kavachomer? From Yimei Sefer to Yimei Chilutai. Ha'adam don Kavachem Ha'atzma, unlike a Gezer Shabbat, you can make a Kavachem, and why isn't the Kavachem? What do you mean? We didn't, it wasn't revealed. So it says, Vashem Yisham Pircha, maybe there's some type of a refutation of this Kavachem, to say that it's, it wouldn't be a Kavachem. Or Yishem Mitzayra Chidushu, maybe because Mitzayra is a novelty, that this prohibition of Tashma Shamita, and therefore only what it says, and that we cannot learn out from Yimei Sefer to Yimei Chilutai. Or you know, another person you could say Zayin Yom and Mashma Mit, when it says that the 7 days that you have these halachas and you miss Sfarai, sounds like oh these 7 days Mashma Mit excluding something else Lafukim Mechalutei, which is coming to exclude from the days of the confirmed Mitzayr. Whereas for Idach, the other Mandam would tell you no, the Mitzayr Lagufei 7 days not coming to exclude. It's just you needed to teach the days of Yimei Sfarai. But me, the other one would say no, Menichsev Bei Loi, and the Vayik says Loi, which is exclusionary terminology. Shemam and Lamutei sounds like it is coming to exclude, and therefore that would be what Machlekes is about. There's there are certain days that you don't look at it and certain days that you do. Which Tema says now it's a wonder. Why wouldn't you see? Why the days that you don't see? But you could do leniently, you don't have to say stringently. According to what we had in the previous Tesis from Rabbi Yitzchak, according to everyone, that was the interpretation of in the beginning of the first week you could see it leniently. So you could always see it even by the Shavasim Meha Mishnah. You don't have to say anything. But moreover, when it says in the Pasuk, Pinas Abayis, Achayiru, that they have to clear out the house before the Kohen comes to see, Lama Terech Lefanas, why are you making them go through the whole effort of clearing out the house? Shema Yimotzi Tar, maybe it's going to find that it's going to be Tar. And you won't have to clear out the house at all. And even if you find out that you're going to have to, so then they'll clear it out. And then they'll say, because it doesn't have to say right away that it's Tame. So there are times when it's difficult. Why do we have to say certain things that in certain different opinions, if you don't have to do right away, you don't have to clear it out, why would we immediately go ahead and require, let's say, the clearing of the house? The difference between them is, what's the source of the drasha, which Rebbe Darsh Mivapinu, he expounds on that word of Pinoy. And Ubayoim, it doesn't dash him from that because it's a chlamidrash, he needs to take span. Bayim of the Balad, it's only by day and not by night. Because come on, like the Gemara brings later on, Vav le Mashmale, that it doesn't expound from the Vav anything. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Darsh Mir of Ubayoim, why? But Aval Pinas Abayis, but the other stories of Pinas Abayis, Meshem Mitzvah Chabid, maybe he needs a word. Rabbi Yehuda says that a fill of Chavil Kashva Chavil Eitzim, that even bundles of straw and even bundles of wood could not be negum like learning negum the Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, you can't learn from there to the halacha of mamtina about waiting because each one uses the other pasuk for something else. Kinnik says master begins with the word the gemara dvar shosik b'nai. The difference between them is something that's not a mitzvah purpose, which Rabbi Yehuda so beholds that something that's voluntary regarding a nega on a person's body that you wouldn't wait. Even though by Nigabatim it says you clear it out, so it's obvious that even for Rishus you're going to wait, but the whole is that you can't learn out from there to Nige on the body, because Nigabatim a chidishu, it's a novelty, which it's metame even by wood and stone, and therefore in Limul Hemen Hashem Tons, you cannot learn out from there for other waitings, let's say, of the person's body. Which is talking about the body, the mitzvah only sounds like you wait by when it comes to a mitzvah. That's what we say, some days you'll say, some days you won't. Mashm the Tali Dov B'Kriyasim. That sounds like that it depended on the day. Kugain Regel V'Adin L'Chasen. Let's say for Yom Tov or something is Chasen during the week of Shabbat Brachas, but not for something that's a Dvar Rishus. But Rabbi Sabi holds no. The Rabbi is not Mamtona. She ain't a mitzvah. It's also coming to include waiting. That's not for mitzvah, and even by the body. And Begamin and Shapa L'Hamtona. And you could learn out for waiting Mivipinui from when it says regarding Nige Bias regarding clearing out the house. Kol Dvar Rishus. All voluntary things. And the Homachlikis was regarding Dvarishus, which was by Nigigufa. because the bais like pligi, because regarding the house, they don't disagree. And even Yehuda agrees that you could wait even with barashos. Why? Because I'm hedik siv, because that's exactly what the pasuk says. With pinas abayis, that you clear out the house, that you can go ahead and clear it. Ela dabar rishos teguvik minayu. But it's just that something that's voluntary of the body, that's where the difference between them is. And the ina lefarash doesn't seem to be to explain that this that the Gemara says dabar rishosik minayu, that's toman negibatim, and saying that even when the Torah says that you clear it for the kelim, still they disagree if you wait for other dabar rishos. That shar dabar rishos, that other voluntary things, like bundles of straw, or pligi, babatim, and that they disagreed by the house. No, because of Yehuda Dama Chiddushu, by Yalfinan, according to Yehuda that says is a Chiddush, we don't learn out other Dvar Rishos from the waiting of the Pinna Kelim, and that is because of Chiddush. So he says doesn't seem to be correct, that would be, and rather the Machlekes is regarding the Hamtana by Gufay regarding Dvar Rishos.